This evening, I've titled this discussion, The Missing Piccolo. And most of you know that the piccolo is a very high-pitched wind instrument that's in an orchestra. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, based in Cardigan Hall in London, was formed by Sir Thomas Beecham in 1946. In May of 2013, six youth ensembles from London boroughs and 3,500 member choir of children from local primary schools in London were given the chance to perform together alongside the members of the Royal Philharmonic. It was an enormous performance, and it was a great honor for the children in the community as well as for some of the youth groups in the area. And then they performed at the very famous center, the Albert Hall. A fellow by the name of Sir Charles Dutoit was conducting the rehearsal for this performance, in which they were preparing for a performance for the royal family. So he's wanting to make sure that everything is just right, and he's got this large group of persons who do not perform professionally. In the audience during this rehearsal was one of the most well-known of all time, one of the most well-known trumpet players by the name of Martin Owen, but he was retired. And he was seated in the small audience listening to them rehearse for the royal family. And he's listening very, very carefully to the instruments that are being played. About halfway through the session, with all of the trumpets blaring and the large French horns and all of the brass instruments blaring as loud as they can, Martin Owen had this puzzled look on his face, listening to the music. And, of course, you've got the drums rolling and the violins playing and 3,500 children singing. In the midst of all this noise, a single piccolo player mutters to herself, she says, "What good am I doing? I might as well not even be playing." That's what she's saying to herself. "No one can hear me anyway." So she kept her instrument close to her mouth, but she made no sound with it. Within a few moments, from the face, looking at the conductor looks at the face of Martin, seeing this puzzled look, he starts listening to his orchestra. And he stops the whole group. 3,500 children, the entire Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and six youth ensembles from the area. Stops all of them. And says, this is wrong. Where is the piccolo? In all that sound, both he and Martin were able to pick that out. One piccolo in the midst of a 65-member orchestra, six ensembles, and 3,500 children. And he picked it out. You know what that says? It says that those who know understand what's missing. It's much the same thing when we use our abilities for the Lord. There are a number of disciples who are tempted to say, "I'm not the evangelist. I'm not one of the elders. I'm not a song leader. I don't lead in prayer very often. I don't do very much of anything in services. I'm not even sure it's needful or necessary for me to even be there or be a part of it." The truth is that as a local congregation, every local congregation needs all of its disciples doing their very best to fulfill the role the Lord has designed for them in the local congregation. And while some may be tempted to settle back and let someone else do the work, or still be better, what happens more often than not these days, just simply be absent altogether because I'm not really needed, When that happens, we take away what the Lord has given us to offer Him and keep Him from using what we have to offer Him in His service and to His glory. The Lord notices when the piccolo's missing, and it doesn't matter how large the group may be. Puts me in mind of the Lord's use of the five loaves and the two small fish. We talked about that recently. There was a poem written about the little boy talking with his mother, and he was quite concerned. What if he hadn't given Andrew, and Andrew given Jesus, that lad's lunch? You see, the point is that it might seem like a small amount, but the Lord wants us to take whatever it is that we have to offer and give it to Him. Let Him take the five loaves and fishes and multiply it to feed the multitude. It's not up to us to measure how much or how little we have to offer the Lord. It's up to Him to take it and spread it out and feed a multitude. In John the 6th chapter, beginning at verses 5 and 9, then Jesus lifted up His eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward Him, He said to Philip, "Where shall we find bread that these may eat?" In verse 9, Andrew answers, "There is a lad here who has five barley loaves and two small fish, but what are they among so many?" I'm glad Andrew brought the lad and his little lunch to Jesus, but I suspect that Andrew was probably thinking, this is the piccolo, who's going to miss it? Jesus takes it and feeds a multitude. Now, how do we make this application to the local church? Let's let the Apostle Paul do that for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 24, Paul writes, "God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it." In other words, what I'm reading here is that God is especially looking out for that which is supplied by the parts that are esteemed as least among the rest of us. God's looking out for the piccolo player. In Ephesians 4 and 16, Paul writes again regarding the church and our role as disciples within it. "From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." Each of us has something important to offer in His service. Not just the large French horn or the trumpets, but also the little and lowly piccolo. The Lord wants to hear all of them. In the Lord's church, everyone counts. We're going to sing an invitation song. Let it be that which encourages each of us who profess Christ to greater service to the Lord. And if we have failed in our service and sinned in one fashion or another, let's be humble before the Lord and acknowledge it, seeking for forgiveness and restoration. If you need the gospel to respond to the gospel, please come while we stand and sing.